Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband.
Wife.
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Abijah yelled at a bunch of Israelites on top of a mountain, and they all heard him, and then they won. God, I guess. Or, I don't know, something. And then the chronicler really loves David's line, though. I know that.
Yeah. And then he died or whatever.
Something. They didn't really say that, right. But like they kind of wrapped it up like he was dead. So.
Right.
He was only in charge for 3 years, so.
He had 14... wives, etc., and then that's all we're going to say about them.
Yeah, that's Abijah.
Yep.
Okay, so that was 2 Chronicles chapter 13.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're getting into
2 Chronicles chapter 14.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 14.
Okay.
When Abijah died. Yes.
Yeah, oh, now he's okay, so he's dead. Yeah.
Abijah did.
Yep.
He was buried in the city of David.
Oh, man, I'm shocked.
That happened.
Yeah, they all get buried there.
Then his son Asa became the next king.
There was, good old Asa.
There's peace in the land for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
I bet Asa was good, but I bet right at the end he was bad, but then he died. Anyway, moving on. Right?
I mean, probably.
Asa did what was pleasing and good in the sight of the Lord his God.
Because he's part of David's line. Yeah,
he's perfect. Blah, blah, blah. He removed the foreign altars and the pagan shrines. He smashed the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherah poles.
As I recall, they had to do this like hundreds of times, it seemed like. Yeah. So.
He's not the first, nor will he be the last.
Right.
He commanded the people of Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and to obey his law and his commands.
Okay.
Asa also removed the pagan shrines as well as the incense altars from every one of Judah's towns.
Yeah. Why did you have them there in the first place?
Right? So I mean, Asa's kingdom enjoyed a period of peace. Do you think it was peaceful or do you think he ruled with an iron fist?
I don't know.
What's the difference, though, right?
I mean, peaceful meaning they didn't get attacked by anybody, so maybe he was just a good diplomat, you know?
Right.
I don't know. And his dad had just beat the rest of Israel, so, mm-hmm. like, they had just done a show of power, so, like, he's taking right. over right after that. So, like, maybe we don't fuck with him for a while. We just lost a bunch of troops, so, yeah. you know.
I'm just saying, like, he's going through ripping up everybody's methods of worship. Do you
right.
think that that means, oh, there was a period of peace? Or do you think that after his father showed the world how powerful they are, he went through the land and showed his people how powerful
right.
he was?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
they were like,
ooh. Chances are he didn't go, hey, excuse me, could we go ahead and remove that stuff?
Right.
No, that's not how it happened.
And that to me doesn't say they enjoyed a period of peace.
Right.
They enjoyed a period of, if we just do everything he says,
right.
then we won't get killed or beat with scorpions like
right.
one of his ancestors did.
Right.
Yeah. During those peaceful years, he was able to build up the fortified towns throughout Judah.
Well, that's
now,
good.
See, that's another thing. So he goes through and he says, I tell you what, I'll make your town stronger. I'll build your walls higher, but you got to get rid of those poles. Those
right.
Asherah poles and all the pagan shrines and shit.
Yeah.
So the people are going to be like, yeah, okay, I guess. Like,
right.
I don't really...
But then again, the fortifications didn't really help them out that much the last
right,
go-round, so...
Right, but that's what I'm saying, like, was it peace? I don't know.
Nobody attacked them.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going with here, so...
Yeah. No one tried to make war against him at this time, for the Lord was giving him rest for his enemies.
Yeah, that's
what,
happened. Yeah.
Okay. The Lord was like, I'm going to give you a minute.
No, it wasn't like they just had a great win.
Yeah.
And then everybody was just scared of them.
Yeah.
Because that's more likely what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Asa told the people of Judah, let us build towns and fortify them with walls, towers, gates, and bars.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea,
do you think he meant like metal bars? Or do you think he meant like bars where you go get a drink and knock back a few?
I mean, that one sounds better. You know what, though? I got a question here.
What's that?
If you got the Lord on your side, right, and you're doing everything right,
mm-hmm.
what do you need to worry about fortifications for?
That is true.
I'm just saying, God's got your back, right?
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
have to worry about all that shit. You're just wasting money.
That's true.
If you all just worship correctly, apparently God's always got your back.
Yeah.
So what
are
the fuck?
You anticipating a time period when you are going to fuck up and go against God and then other countries are going to invade you?
Or just throwing this out there, maybe they don't really believe in God.
I'm going to go with that one because God probably doesn't exist anyway.
Right.
Mm, mm.
And they know it even then.
Yeah.
Because they're building fucking fortifications.
Exactly.
Right.
The land is still ours, he continued saying, because we sought the Lord our God and he has given us peace on every side. No, he didn't give you peace. He gave you, you beat them up and they didn't want to attack you anymore.
Right. And sometimes, you know what? Peace just fucking happens.
Yeah.
There's not always war.
Yeah.
Spring is not always the time for war.
That's not always when the kings normally go to war. So they went ahead with these projects and brought them to completion. King Asa had an army of 300,000 warriors from the tribe of Judah.
So they lost some people because, like, mm-hmm. they had 400,000. Okay.
Right. Armed with large shields and spears.
Yeah.
Shears.
Right. See? Yeah, shield spears.
He also had an army, see? I was like, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Of 280,000 warriors from the tribe of Benjamin, armed with small shields and bows. Both armies were composed of well-trained fighting men.
Were they very capable?
It doesn't say they were, so I'm going to guess they weren't. They were merely capable.
Just capable, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Once.
A
story about an Ethiopian.
A long time ago in a
galaxy far,
far away. Yeah.
Okay, so an Ethiopian named Zira.
That's interesting. We're talking about an Ethiopian after we just learned about, in our Q&A about the Queen of Sheba, that the Solomon dynasty was ruling in for thousands of years,
right up to 1974.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So Ethiopia.
Yeah, this guy named Zira attacked Judah with an army of 1 million men.
What the fuck?
And 300 chariots. Hold on. Suddenly they can count to a million.
Right.
Okay, I call bullshit.
1 million.
1 million men. And okay. 300 chariots.
Okay.
They advanced to the town of Maresha. So Asa deployed his armies for battle in the valley north of Maresha.
Mm-hmm.
Then Asa cried out to the Lord his God, "O Lord, no one but you can help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you alone, even though we built walls that prove that we don't fully trust you."
Right.
"It is in your name," he continued, "that we have come against this vast horde." No,
it's because they were attacking you.
They want your land,
right?
Stupid.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with your name,
right? They just—they're wanting to fight. They're like, "Hey,
want your resources and your land."
Maybe they view you guys as a natural conquest because they are a Solomonic tribe. You know, maybe that's why they were. Why else would Ethiopia be up in their business? You know,
exactly. So. Maybe they were like, "You took the ark from us, and we want it back." Who knows?
Right.
Yeah. "Oh, Lord, do not let mere men prevail against you." Why are you calling on God?
They always do in the Bible.
But it's just weird to me that they're like, "If we lose, this is on you, sir."
Well, but then God just throws it right back at him. He's like, "No, it's on you. You guys didn't worship correctly or something."
So the Lord defeated the Ethiopians in the presence of Asa and the army of Judah. And the enemy fled. 1 million men fled.
I always want to know what the losses were on both sides. Yeah. Like, how did this really go?
Yeah.
It wasn't God that did the fighting. There was people that died.
Okay, listen to this. Asa and his army pursued them as far as Gerar. And so many Ethiopians fell that they were unable to rally. They were destroyed by the Lord and his army, and the army of Judah carried off a vast amount of plunder.
Wow. A vast amount.
What the hell?
I don't know.
How much plunder could an army have?
I mean, they've got lots of weapons and stuff. Defense, right,
but
yeah.
Not like the good stuff that they left at home.
Well, they got food supplies and
that's true.
You know, tents and different things you can take. You
know? That's true. While they were at Gerar, they attacked all the towns in that area. You know, while we're here, we're just going to kick a little bit more ass because we're assholes.
Fight some other people, yeah.
Yeah. And terror from the Lord came upon the people there. No, terror from your sword.
Why was he fighting them, though? Like, it sounds to me like he just was like, "Hey, let's just go fight those fuckers, too.
While we're here."
Right.
While we're here, let's
But why? What did they do?
They were there. They weren't worshiping the Lord correctly. This was a missionary group.
But they only went out there because they were being attacked.
Right. But then they were like, "Let's be missionaries. Worship our Lord or we'll kill you." And they did. They killed them.
Got it.
As a result, a vast amount of plunder was taken from these towns, too. They also attacked the camps of herdsmen and captured many sheep, goats, and camels before finally returning to Jerusalem. The end.
Wow, they sound like just really upstanding people.
I was going to say they sound like fucking assholes.
Well, that's what I meant. I was being sarcastic. You know, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that... they just sound like they're just killing people to, like, replenish their fucking supplies, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has nothing to do with God. This just has to be, they're just fucking assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what else to say about that other than...
I don't like Asa.
Like, I just wish they'd stop invoking God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you guys are invoking God, you're making him sound to me like a fucking asshole.
Right, right.
And if you want me to believe in this dude, you wouldn't invoke him when you're killing sheep herders.
Yeah.
Like, that's just grotesque
and stupid.
Right.
So God condones just senseless murdering?
To take sheep.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. That God is gross. And since we have a choice to worship him or not, I choose not.
Right.
I'm going to not believe in that.
I mean, yeah. that was established a while back.
No, I know. But, I just know. It bears repeating.
Right.
I'm going to choose to not believe that. And if I'm proved wrong, I'm going to feel like that guy is an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not going to worship him.
Yeah.
Even if belief somehow came about, I'm going to choose not to worship a murderous, gross, nasty, rape and slavery approving entity who's just down with murdering people willy-nilly for no reason except to take their fucking sheep and their gold or whatever.
Well, we've been talking about this recently, the last day or two here, at home amongst ourselves. But, like, people really just pick and choose what they want God to represent.
Mm-hmm.
And even back then, I think they were picking and choosing what they wanted him to represent. They need sheep, so God's going to represent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go kill him. God said so. Okay, great. I got sheep. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with God. It has to do with their desires and what they're putting. They're putting the God in the action.
Right.
They're saying God says this is okay because one person's like, yeah, yeah, God totally said it was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, whatever. All right. Well, I don't think I really have anything else to add today.
No, I don't either. It's all bullshit. Whatever. Right.
He killed sheep herders.
Moving on.
Right. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 14.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we will be back with
2 Chronicles chapter 15.
We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.